As a development coach, the fact that you're going to get to see all these rookies come together at the same time, what are you looking for?
I'm just, you know, excited. I mean, we talk to the guys and keep in touch and see some of the guys in the summer. So it's kind of exciting to see the progress they've made. It's a year for young guys. There's a big, it's not like a 30-year-old guy where you just try to maintain. When some of these 18, 19, 20-year-olds, they put some weight on, they get stronger. They work on their game. There's a lot of skill work being done in the summers. And they come in with a confidence, always a new season. So you start with a fresh confidence. So just excited to see the guys that have been improved and, you know, and then they're in different spots. Maybe it's a second-year guy, third-year guy coming into his third camp, or maybe it's a Gruden who's coming into his first camp, just seeing how they react to the first stage of it being the rookie tournament.
We've seen some good prospects come up through the last couple of years, but with all the trades, the prospect pool of the Ottawa Senators is quite impressive. How would you compare it to others in your experience with Ottawa?
Oh, I think there's a lot of young kids coming in. There's been trades, so we've gotten a big bulk of young talent here, and so it's as high as it's been since I've been here, as far especially for the amount of good young prospects. And now it's up to them to, not all of them can make it, so it's up to them to decide which ones will be the guys who play for the Ottawa Senators and help them win here.
You're going to see some players that are going back to their junior teams. The Europeans aren't here. The NCAA guys aren't here. Realistically, with a roster of 28, how many do you see advancing to the main training camp?
I'm not sure exactly what those numbers are. That's up to Pierre and the coaching staff. So, but, you know, for me, I hope all of them do, but that's not my say. But I'm not sure exactly how many will be, but there'll be a good chunk of guys who'll end up going to main camp for sure.
So you're going to see guys playing against others roughly their own age. So still, is there a lot of projection that you're going to take with these players as to think, okay, how are they going to fit in at an NHL or AHL level?
Oh, for sure. It's a test against older boys. Like some of the young guys, like, you know, some of the junior kids, I mean, they've never played against 23-year-old man, guys who have AHL experience, you know, guys like Logan Brown and Drake Batherson, and really good players who are good American Hockey League players, and they're going to be in the lineup, you know, like Winnipeg players are going to play against them in Montreal, and they got young guys, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, and it's a big step up, that's for sure. So it'll be an eye-opener for some of the boys.